Hello and welcome to a new episode of Other Record Labels. I'm your host, Scott Orr, where we talk about the art and culture of running an independent record label. I think the community of indie labels often feel like they're in the shadows of the big record labels. The reason for this mostly is because of some of the luxuries that isn't always available to us. The relationship with the streaming platforms, the exorbitant budgets, the direct line to big publications and the media, worldwide distribution. These big differentiators always make us feel the us and the them. And that feeling of being the mom and pop store standing next to maybe the giant Walmart franchise. The good news is that most of us don't care. The even better news is that not only do we not care, we don't admire major labels or model ourselves after them at all. In fact, it's the opposite in a lot of cases. But the truth remains that there are some luxuries of the major labels we could all really benefit from. But what if there were luxuries that we have, that independent labels have, that major labels could also benefit from? Meaning, what if there are things that indies can do that majors can't do? The point of this episode is to encourage small one-person operations to show you and us and everyone that this venture, this record label pursuit is something that pales in the presence of big majors, but yet is something completely different, something unique, and nowhere near what majors are doing. We talked about this in a recent interview that I did, where I don't really see independent labels in our community as like the diet version or the light version or a step down from major labels. I think it's apples and oranges. I think it's apples and candy. It's like apples and donuts. I think it's completely different. Instead, this episode is meant to highlight and celebrate the unfair advantages that us small, indie, nimble, innovative record labels can have. In fact, there are five key things that indie record labels can do that major labels can't do. It's like the difference between a speedboat and a cruise ship. A big shout out, first of all, to my new friends at A to Z Media, who is our sponsor for this episode. Thank you to them. They are a bespoke manufacturing company who partner with indie record labels and indie artists to help them create an album package that is truly unique. I mean, listen, major labels have big budgets, but nobody does vinyl and cassettes like indies. Independent record labels have the best artwork, in my opinion, the best color variants, hype stickers, everything. We celebrate it all on this show. So if you want to make something like that, reach out to our friends at A to Z Media to get started on your next release today. Go to atozmedia.com. While major labels once held sway with their vast resources and industry dominance, indie labels now wield a unique set of advantages that allow them to thrive in ways that major labels really can't match. Today, we're going to dive into five key areas where indie labels shine, highlighting the unparalleled opportunities that being an indie label can offer to our artists and the incredibly intimate experiences we can offer for our fans. Number one, major labels can't be there in person. Indie label owners have the freedom to be hands-on and to be actively engaging with their artists at shows, in the studio, and in day-to-day operations. I see artists and record labels even communicating on Twitter together. They're messaging each other. They're text messaging each other. This is direct involvement that major labels don't have, and it fosters a deeper connection and trust between the label and the artist. There's always those stories from back in the day of those big labels of like, you know, they courted them and they came to their show and they, you know, told them how special they were going to be, and then they never heard from their label rep ever again. The personal touch of an indie label owner can significantly impact not just the career, but the mental health and well-being of their artists, providing a supportive environment that nurtures creativity and growth. I've said all along that one of the things I love so much about independent labels is you as an owner being like a coach, but being more so like a motivator and encouraging your artists to be more prolific and encouraging your artists to release music and to be more creative. Additionally, by being on the ground, indie label owners are much more in touch with the realities of the music industry, allowing for greater empathy and understanding of the artists of the challenges that artists face, but also they have a better understanding for what fans want because they're music fans too. They're like their peers. This is what I love. You know, when I was had this like really close knit community with my label, it was like, I run the label, but I'm also an artist. I make music, but I also am a music fan. I buy music and I collect music. And I'm also a fan of the artists on my label. And I'm also an artist on my label. And those artists are fans of me and they're buying my records and I'm buying their records and I'm making them. You see what I mean? We're all equals in this thing. And I think that's a really unique advantage. And it's an advantage. It's a unique viewpoint that record labels have. We have this intimate perspective of what music fans actually want and what music fans don't really care about. And some of the waste that happens with bigger commercial labels doesn't necessarily need to happen with indie labels. Number two is that major labels can't make bad business decisions. They really can't. Legally, in some cases, they cannot make a bad business decision because unlike indie labels, major labels are beholden to shareholders or corporate owners giving them the restrictions to make decisions that prioritize profit over artists or to prioritize a margin over creativity. Indie labels can take risks, on the other hand, and they can do seemingly bad business decisions. Now, if you've listened to some of our episodes over the years, I'm saying bad business decisions. I personally think that what indies do are great decisions, but maybe not traditionally great business decisions, but that's our advantage. We could offer favorable contracts to artists. That's a bad business decision. Or we can experiment with unique business models. That's risky. Maybe not bad, but it's a risky decision. But we can do so without the fear of repercussions from stakeholders or worrying too much about our margins. It's the nimbleness, if that's a word, of indie labels that enables them to try out unconventional ideas and strategies without the need for extensive approval processes or market testing. And it allows for greater agility and innovation. And I just think that's a really incredible thing. There's things like loss leaders, which we've talked about. There's working with really risky genres, with things that are probably not going to be commercially successful, but from an artistic standpoint, they're really meaningful. These are things that major labels can't really do. Now, there might be like a weird subsidiary imprint that's, you know, a major label owns if you go all the way up to the top that allows them to do some interesting things, whatever. But for the most part, they can't really make some of these wild and seemingly bad business decisions that we can make. Number three is major labels can't provide community. Indie labels foster a sense of community among their artists and fans and supporters, creating this tight-knit network that extends beyond just the music itself. It's one of my favorite things and some of my best memories come from the community and the amount of weddings that I've been to of people, of artists that have worked on my label or been on my label or that we've played together, the amount of babies that are out there now that, you know, the amount of relationships and, you know what I mean? It's incredible. It's incredible what a small, close-knit community can do. Whereas major labels with large rosters of distant and often unapproachable acts, indie labels, artists are peers and we can collaborate. And we can support each other and share resources with one another. There's the sharing of fans and opportunities that indie label communities provide. They provide a creative support system that empowers artists to thrive and to grow together. I think when I spoke with an artist a couple of years ago, they had asked me for some advice on how to get a record deal. And I asked them, well, just out of curiosity, why do you want a record deal as opposed to staying independent? What is it about having a record label that attracts you? And, you know, of course, there was the usual like distribution and maybe a hand with promotion and maybe opening up channels that they didn't have. But the number one thing was community. It was trying to be a part of something because indie labels, what I love about indie labels is that they kind of create community first, or they put a huge emphasis on community, where instead of saying, this is the release, this is the artist, everyone go and buy this record and worship this artist, instead of focusing on that, which is more of the major label approach, indie labels will put a celebration around the art and the art form and the genre or the subgenre or the sub-sub-subgenre, and they'll celebrate that first, and then the artists and the music come second. So what I love about indie labels is not only is our opportunity and our availability to create community, but the strong emphasis on creating community first. Number four is major labels can't be innovative. Indie labels are at the forefront of innovation in the music industry. It's one of the reasons why a lot of major labels follow indie labels of all sizes and keep their eyes on them. It's one of the reasons why we see artists work their way up the record label ladder from self-releasing to small indie label to medium-sized indie label to really big indie label to major label. Major labels or independent labels are unbound by the traditional expectations or the need for guaranteed success, so they can take risks on some of these smaller artists and actually invest in them mentally and creatively and financially. You see, unlike major labels, I think independent labels have an obligation or a desperation to be innovative because they don't have the traditional revenue options at their disposal. Indies are forced to be innovative. We're forced to think of unique and creative ways to promote a release or to get a release into the ears and into the hands of fans. With the freedom to explore diverse genres, as I've mentioned, and represent underrepresented music, indie labels can take chances on unique and boundary-pushing artists that major labels might overlook. Generally, they overlook them until there's a grassroots noise happening in the indie scene, and then they pay attention. The agility of indie labels allows them to move quickly and adapt to changing trends, staying ahead of the curve, and remaining relevant in a dynamic industry landscape. We can try out things on the fly. We can make decisions with our releases, short-term decisions, a day before the album comes out. We can drop the price to free, or we can give a test pressing away to one fan 3 months before the album comes out. You can't do that at a major label. It would leak. You know what I mean? There's a lot of really innovative things that we can do. Finally, number five, major labels can't be charitable. Indie labels have the opportunity to be more generous to both fans and to artists, operating with a sense of altruism and community spirit. From offering loss leaders, like I mentioned, or giveaways to fans, or just pumping an order full of extra inventory or free stickers. Labels can provide artists with shorter contracts, like I mentioned, less sky-high recoupables. They can provide transparent and quick accounting practices. Indie labels prioritize fairness and transparency in their dealings. Some indie labels even operate as like official charities. Like, this is a big trend that's happening. We've been talking about it in our Labelmates group. There's often one or two folks in the Labelmates community that is interested in actually registering their record label as an official charity, using their platform and resources to support causes they believe in and make a positive impact beyond the realm of music. You see, most of the major labels are not charities. They're billion-dollar companies. They have shareholders. They're owned by big media companies. And charity is not something that they're interested in. Of course, I'm sure they have charitable arms. But what I love about indies is the ability to operate on a micro level, charitable, and on a macro level. On a micro level, to say that we are an artist-friendly label, that we are generous in our contracts, in our royalty percentages to artists. I know labels, you know, most of our labels in our community operate on a 50-50 profit share, where 50% of the profits are split between the label and the artist. I think that's healthiest, but there's a lot of labels who say, we're going to split 50-50 on physical but we're not that interested in digital, or we're not that skilled in digital. And so we're going to let the artist keep 100% of digital, or maybe 75% of digital. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they're really good as a label with promoting on digital, and so they take 50% of digital, or maybe even a higher percentage, like 60 or 65%. But then they let the artist sell their physical on their own and keep 100%. You know what I mean? It's so the flexibility to be generous and to be, just to be flexible in the finances. That's just not something that is traditional with labels to say, listen, you're really good at this. You have a huge social media following. You can drive streaming numbers. We're more interested in selling cassettes. And so we're going to focus on that, and you're free to take over that. And we're not going to take a bite out of that. You see, in an industry that's often dominated by corporate interests and bottom lines, we read these articles all the time. And it's sad that we have to be in the same industry, right? When we see these articles about how hard it is to tour, when we see these articles about how major labels own a portion of Spotify, and that Spotify are now not paying some of the smaller artists, and some of that money is going to some of the bigger artists. And we read Billboard articles. There are these things that are intimidating, they're uncomfortable. We're put into the same category as some of these big industry issues, but we're different. We're completely different. And that's what I wanted to highlight today. Indie labels have a hands-on approach. They have a community approach. They have a freedom to take risks. They have a massive emphasis on building a bigger community, whether it's a community around the artists or it's a community around a shared interest, like a shared genre or a shared aesthetic or a shared charitable message. Indie labels offer artists and industry professionals a refreshing alternative to the status quo. I really, really hate comparing major labels and indie labels. Why did I do today's episode? Just because I feel like that dialogue happens quite a bit, and I just want to stay on top of it. And I just want to remind you that you're doing something completely different. And so, like I said at the top of this episode, I don't think of an indie label as like a few steps below a major label on the corporate ladder. I don't think that way. And I don't think you should think that way. But the times that you do find yourself comparing yourself to bigger labels, stop doing that and celebrate some of the unique opportunities that you can create as an independent record label. Some of the things that you can do because you're flexible, you're nimble, you're transparent, you're generous, you're community focused. You can do some really cool things as an indie record label. I hope you found this encouraging. Click the link below to take you to our website, where you can get more resources at otherrecordlabels.com. And I'll put this episode up there as well. You can search by topic by going to otherrecordlabels.com. Right there on the main page, all of the episodes we've ever done. So if you're like, I have a very specific problem, like I'm dealing with a conflict with an artist, or I want to release a single, or should I be a digital-only record label or a physical record label or a hybrid record label? Those are questions that we've answered in the past 6 years, 7 years, 6 years, 7 years, like 6 years, I think, on this show. And you can search on our website, otherrecordlabels.com. There's an alphabetical list of topics that we've covered. So go check that out. And another huge thank you to this week's sponsor, A to Z Media. Make sure you reach out to them, and thank you to them for sponsoring this whole month of episodes. It's been awesome to have them on the show. And we're going to talk with them actually in a couple of weeks about how to make a beautiful cassette, CD, or vinyl, or all things, or book, or poster, package to connect with your fans more. Go to A to Z Media.com. Thanks for listening.